In sister rallies around the world, Peruvians and environmental activists in New York, Paris, Brussels, London, and Zurich protested outside Peruvian consulates over the recent killing of anti-mining Peruvians in Cajamarca in northern Peru. In New York, Silvia Rendon held a sign saying no more killings. He said police are trying to repress the protests.
Well, they were killed because people were protesting. So the police would shoot them in the street, would shoot them strongly, you know, really tough repression against their protests. It was pacific protests in Peru. And, well, the government just killed them. Five of them in northern Peru. Altogether, 17 killed already. So that's what's going on.
U.S.-based Newmont is the largest gold mining operator in South America. They claim to work in compliance with regulations to help keep their workers safe and help create a better environment. However, many Peruvians think otherwise. Newmont Project Cajamarca, also known as Conga, would produce 580,000 and 680,000 ounces of gold annually. Newmont has agreed to build large reservoirs to replace two or more alpine lakes. Peruvian immigrants, human rights, and environmental activists protested the killing of anti-mining activists today and want President Ollanta Humala to stop the mining projects in Cajamarca, Peru. The mining process has been causing pollution in the lakes of Cajamarca, taking water sources from northern Peru. Recently, after the fifth protesting activist was gunned down by police in Peru, the government has called for a 30-day state of emergency in Cajamarca and two other provinces. According to activists, gold mining has been polluting water supplies for more than 20 years. Protests have occurred in the past and residents have been waiting for their voices to be heard. However, multiple presidents over the years have sold false hope in fixing this issue, causing Peruvians to become restless. A member of the New York-based group Peruvians in Action, Tatiana Bejar, said that they protest not only the water pollution and brutality, but also the continuation of the same policies from several different presidents.
It's about Conga, it's about Cajamarca, it's about what is happening there. But this is, you know, happening in many other cities in Peru. It's happening in Espinar, in Salandina. And it's just the continuation of the same policies from former presidents, as for example, Toledo, Fujimori, and Garcia, you know, 2 years ago, then when they, you know, just brutally repress any social movement, especially grassroots movements, right, from indigenous groups, from local communities, you know, like torturing leaders, arresting them, and trying to delegitimize these mobilizations. So we want that to stop because many of these groups, these regions like Cajamarca, like Cusco, they were the ones who were campaigning for President Humala. You know, even many of the Peruvians here who attended the protest were also supporting him because we saw that he was going to be different. This is how he portrayed himself, that he was going to be different from President Garcia or President Toledo. But he has, as soon as he got in power, he changed totally his policies and his politics, and he's just doing exactly the same and even worse. It's not even 1 year in the presidency, and there are already 17 people who have been killed in protests.
Newmont has agreed to build larger reservoirs to replace two or more of the polluted alpine lakes. But farmers do not want reservoirs. They want to keep the lakes, keep their agricultural traditions, and see the mining cease. Protesters have stated that they want President Humala to be held responsible for his shameful actions. For WBAI Evening News, I'm Iman McDonough.